My name's Graham Carter, and I appear to be a valued customer of Tesco. This morning, I went to Tesco's petrol station in Havant, in Hampshire, and to be frank, the customer service I had was appalling. Paid for my petrol, walked into the forecourt, into the petrol station store. The assistant basically just asked me for the money that I owed them. So I was asked for £44.10. Didn't get a please, didn't get a thank you, didn't get a hello, no eye contact. Even my 7-year-old son struggled to understand why they would want to engage with their customers in that way. Contrast that with when I went across the road to Solent Dry Cleaners, which is a local independent dry cleaning store. There's a few of them across the south of Hampshire. And I got a smile, I got a hello, I got a little bit of chat and banter, and I was made to feel much, much more valued. And I broached this subject with the member of staff, and they basically said that they're known as the happy one. And in particular, people come back because of the way they're treated. So with this in mind, I tweeted about that this afternoon via my Twitter account, at Graham Carter GC. To see whether Tesco would come back on that. Now, to their credit, they have actually come back, apologised for it, and said that they've made Tesco Havant aware of the situation. So that's a very different experience to earlier in the year when I went into Tesco, the main Tesco store in Havant, observed fantastic customer service, very diplomatic, a member of the store staff, dealing with a customer who couldn't pay for their goods, had to keep returning goods until their card would go through. I tweeted about that and had no comment about whatsoever, which led me to believe that Tesco isn't really monitoring their social media. But to be fair to Tesco, I tweeted this afternoon about that experience, and within 2 hours I've had a comment back, and they've said they've logged it and apologised. So they are doing something. Social media does work.